Our sugar cane feels
down, right?
Yes.
Oh, I mean, you know.
This is cure time.
He does. I have a good time.
Yes.
Yes.
No. Is it trees are?
Way over the hill and back down there. It's all ours.
Here we have the calves.
Oh.
And then this is where we have the big calves.
Not now. Did you guys?
No. We're just growing hay. Grass for hay. We can sell the hay in the winter for a good price.
I think that's possible to us.
This one. Last week, her name is Lakshmi. There's more over here. Bull calf. We're getting more bulls than females.
Why?
I don't know.
Utilize the bulls to plow, plow transport. You have to engage more men for plowing. Two bulls will be required for each plow.
This way, see the sugar cane? No.
What?
We just cut it 2 days ago, and then it rained. You have to wait for it to dry before you can...
The land is quiet.
Yes, if it stays here too long.
It'll spoil. And it will be soiled.
Hmm?
So the fertilizer starts.
Mm-hmm.
And it is decomposed. Yes. Drinking water?
No.
Milk. That is meant for cups?
Yes.
Those milk? What is this?
The barn. Well, that's the door. It fell off. These are orange trees here.
Oh. How long is it take to grow?
Well, some down here already have a few oranges, but it'll take a few years before they give a lot. They're very sweet kinds.
So small still, they're growing.
Here. Eight pine trees.
Use those for making cabins?
Yeah.
Cottages?
Natural arrangement. Jungles to cut the tree, make your home. And balance to make fuel on the ground. Some cloud and grow your food.
That's all.
Natural.
Everything.
In India, still, in the villages, they do not know other than the food to us, anything else. Misusing these trees by cutting, manufacturing paper, each house growing deals. They do not leave, but their supply keeps up and cutting these trees. Simply waste. And paper socket all over the world. So it takes so much time to grow. But one day they cut hundreds of trees like this and put it to the paper. And heats up paper, give them every house and he throws them. Then he bring the other stand. In this west.
There's some beehives down here behind this building.
Mm.
I have 12.
Mm.
And every year we can get hundreds of pounds of honey.
Mm.
Honey is very nice because it does not spoil, just like ghee. It can keep for many, many months, a long time. We can go up here to see the cows, if you like. Right now they're milking them.
Huh? If you go, it will be disturbed.
Oh, no.
One sugar can each? No. Two, three?
Four. Yeah, these three. People here in the country, they have lots of land, and they can grow the sugar cane very easily, but they will rather go to the store to buy the sugar.
Mm. They don't want to live in the city. Really. And if they grow, then they'll be engaged here. They cannot go to the city.
They grow cash crops, make money, and then go spend it in the city. The principal livelihood of our neighbors is to grow cows for slaughter.
Yes, that is all over the Western country.
They don't have to work. They simply put some cows in their field, and when the price is high, they sell them. And this way they live.
What is the attitude of the neighbors to us here? Do you like us?
Pretty friendly.
There's a papaya.
We're growing nicely here.
We're trying. I don't know yet.
Keep it away.
He's very friendly to the small class, this child?
Yes. That's my boy.
Oh.
His name is Bimal. He chases him all over.
They see, that is the difference between animal and man. A child can control so many cats. Krishna is doing that. One stick in the hand of a child, he can control 50 cows. Child is controller of many cows. A man is controller of many children. This is a controller over. When there is final controller, there is Krishna. Ishvara Parama Krishna. This is the definition of Krishna. The final controller.
There's the cows here.
Mm.
See them from here.
Yes.
That's the barn here. Milking two at a time.
Oh.
And upstairs we keep all the hay.
You keep figures on how much
each
milk per cow every day?
You hear it?
Yes. Then? How the milk will utilize?
We make sweet rice and burfi. We take the cream to make butter and ghee, and all extra milk is made into curd. So it's all used. 30 gallons a day.
Mm. 1 gallon means 6 pounds?
Eight and a half pounds.
In Vrindavan, they get 1,000 pounds daily. New Vrindavan. What is that? Okay.
That what?
Cottage.
Well, I'd say a little house for the pump, water pump.
And she was done before.
The farm was once owned by a person who flew racehorses.
Oh. For racing and gambling.
Racing is also gambling.
How much did you pay for it?
The farm?
Yes.
$170,000. This field here is millet. They grass for the cows to eat. They give lots of milk because they eat this grass. Very nutritious.
They're not producing for man?
Pardon?
Any grains for man?
No, we're not growing any grains right now. We have fruit trees in the yard. Pears, peaches, plums. Figs.
Some grain?
Not very much. They're very young. We just planted them. In a few years, we'll get lots of fruit.
Yeah, the land is next to some of these stones. No.
I think they put this here, this gravel.
There's no mango tree here? No.
No what?
Mango.
We have some growing at the house.
Are you done? Is that right?
Yes, we have a garden across the street. All these big trees are pecan trees. They have 20. All this land across the road here that is cleared is ours. All the way up to the trees.
Our protection and God's hand. Do you tell us
what thing?
Sir, who tells us something? Cow protection, that's not right. What is this nonsense? Cow protection. Do they say? Cow is for eating and you are protected.
No. is our small garden.
Fruits and flowers.
Yes.
Not even fruits. But it is in flowers.
Okra.
Oh, okra.
And then sweet potatoes. We have eggplants, tomatoes, and peppers. Here.
They give daily some?
Yes. Yeah. And then we grow potatoes, too.
Oh, why? Please say.
Well, the spring crop was already harvested. We have to plant the fall potatoes in a few weeks. We'll put them over there by the fence.
I didn't have
this is grass. That's a cantaloupe plant.
Oh, thank you.
You can grow cantaloupe here?
Yes. And also watermelon?
Yes.
There's one watermelon, big watermelon on the vine. That's ready to eat.
We are getting similar land, 600 acres in Hyderabad.
Can you go this way?
Yeah. This is all our machinery here.
Already some machine I need. We have to spend so much, but they are lying idle, that is not good. Where is the divot coming? If we cannot ply it, then it is dead loss.
You cannot what?
It is dead loss. If you cannot walk with the machine.
Yes, yes.
But when you go to purchase, you have to pay lots of money. Okay. Now they will react with water and gradually use it. How much money have you invested?
Thousands.
You see? This is the defect of machine. If you cannot utilize it, then it is dead loss.
Where are the tractors kept? One's at the house and one's in the field.
So? That to utilize or utilize?
Yes, they all have a purpose. We use them from time to time.
But now they're kept open in the war.
Well, we're building the shed to keep them out of the rain.
And in the meantime, it will be finished. By the time you finish your shed, it is finished. সারতে সারতে জল ফুরিয়ে গেল। হ্যাঁ, সাম ওমেন ওয়াজ ড্রেসিং টু গো টু দ্য ফেয়ার, অ্যান্ড ওয়েন দে আর ড্রেস দ্য ফেয়ার ওয়াজ ফিনিশড। July is then, otherwise while they are in working order service, don't keep in that way, neglected way. Either utilize it or sell it at any cost. Otherwise they will use it.
Would know, he may say that when the bull's not plowing, all he's doing is eating.
Hmm?
To pay money to feed him grain or grain to feed the bull.
They will grow and feed, they will eat. Rather, they will help you for your eating. The father also eats, but he maintains the family. Therefore, the bull is considered as father and the cow as mother eats milk, and the bull grows food grains for man. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first challenged the Kaji, what is your religion, that you eat your father and mother. Both the bulls and the cows are important because the bull is produce food grain and the cow will be supply milk. They should utilize of one way. That is human intelligence. Filling up with paddy, no?
With food for the cows.
Hmm.
This one has forage or fodder, and that one has grain.
So everything is for the animals, nothing for the man?
The cows give us milk.
That's all? And you are not growing any food grain? Why?
We've been trying to establish a self-sufficient cow protection program first to grow our own food for the cows. Our
so then available for growing rice or wheat?
Yeah, the number of devotees we have to do it.
We have so many machines.
Machines require oiling, keeping nice, the other is to spoil. God. Hare Krishna. Is that starting?
It's starting back.
Down the road, we have 15 acres of sorghum, grain for the cows.
Mm. Everything for the cows, but right for the man. They give everything for cows because they eat cows, other farmers. But you utilize the animals for growing your food.
The idea is we should maintain the animals, but then the animals should provide foodstuffs for the men.
Yes.
And that way there's cooperation.
Yes. Animals' goals to their health, in spite of the machine, then it is proper utilized. And others, they cannot utilize the animal, therefore, what they will do? Naturally, they will send to slaughterhouse. But we are not going to send to the slaughterhouse. Then what will do? We must utilize. Otherwise, simply for growing food of the cows and bulls, we engage also. We are already feeling burden because there are so many bull cows. You are asking me what we shall do with so many bulls.
Well, they grow up, we'll train them as oxen.
Hmm? Now, what the oxen will do?
Plow the fields.
Yes, that is one. Transport, frying, feeding, that is one. And unless our men are trained as Krishna conscious, they will think, what is the use of taking care of the flowers? Better go to the city, earn money and eat them.
Right.
Yeah. Is that good, huh?
Yes.